You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Lori Halsey-Brown. She's talking to me from San Francisco. Lori, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Lori, let's talk about what you're working on now. What is it that you're doing at the moment or involved with?
I'm actually at a really interesting juncture. I know that as artists, we always go through these different kinds of shifts and phases, and this is one of them for me. This is kind of a big one. I live in San Francisco. I've been working on a project called Sense of Place Lab for about 10 years since I moved here. It was based on research and art that I did in New York and Rotterdam before I got here. And I'm still very connected to Sense of Place Lab. I've been doing stuff, the kind of events that sort of engage art, architecture, and social communication. So there's been social practice aspects to them. So experimental. I've been thinking of Sense of Place Lab as this kind of research archive. So I've been all the events that I do and all the projects that I do to kind of look more closely at the idea of place are being archived for a particular reason. I'm working on this research focus that is trying to figure out how to give the average person a voice in their community through visuals. So because it's very difficult to use language to describe place, I'm working on this kind of bigger research concept that's about figuring out how to use image for people in order to communicate their relation to place. So in that vein, a lot of my projects have been photo-connected. Do you want me to just talk a little bit more about Sense of Place Lab?
I'd like to talk about the transition you're in, but let's talk a little bit more about Sense of Place Lab, because it sounds like the transition you're in is growing out of that. Maybe give an example of one of the projects from Sense of Place Lab that you feel was exciting or successful in some way.
Yeah, so I guess my favorite project was about a year and a half ago. I got a grant to do a project and a plaza, BART Plaza, which is like a metro, which is like the subway in any other city. So you have these plazas on the street, and then there's stairs going down to the platform. So there's this open space at the top there that they that the city wanted to use as a public art space. So I was invited to do a project there. One of the reasons why I love this so much is that before I was invited to do this project, I happened to be working in that area in the community. They're in terms of gentrification kinds of community events. So there happened to be a community event at the plaza about, maybe a year before I got this grant. And my contribution to the event was to take these tags, these paper tags that you can just sort of, they have little wires on the end of them. I took these paper tags. I printed this is where ... on the top of them. And then I walked around. It's a big community event, and everybody was there thinking about their relationship to this particular area and how and they were very concerned about there's this one monster on the mission, as they called it, this huge development that was coming in. So people were really feeling sensitive and to the place that they were and to the mission in general, and really thinking about their relation to the city. So through this process, I asked them to fill out these tags and say, this is where, in relationship to some place in the city. So to share their memories of places, to share what's really valuable about their community. So most of these things, almost all of these things are not monetarily connected. They're connected to experiences and people and for instance, this is where I learned to dance with three generations of Latino women. This is where I kissed my my husband, who's now my partner of 40 years, and we're getting evicted. And, you know, thinking about like locations as and places as memory sites. So what I did is that conversation I had with everybody was fantastic, and I got these great responses. And what I did is I took the tags, I then put them on, I made these little flags, I then put them on the flag and put it in front of each of these places that the memory was connected to, and then took a photograph. So what the project ended up being in the same site where the conversations took place was four large prints of places with the flag in front of it and then the handwritten tag. So I guess one of the things, there's so many levels to this that I appreciated, but one of the things that I thought was especially exciting for me was that there's this, you know, in terms of site-specific public art and community-related public art, it felt really fluid and circular. So it was, you know, being in that spot, talking to people, having them share their thoughts and feelings about places with me and places in specifically to the mission and the surrounding area, and then being able to have the opportunity to put their voices back into the same spot and out in the community was really, that was really valuable to me. So that was, I would say that would be my most favorite project to date. Yeah.
That sounds like an exciting one. And one that's kind of nice to archive as well, as you're saying. So through grants and other process, because this isn't, this work of Sense of Place Lab does not sound like something mm-hmm. that you can sell or is in the marketplace. These were all kind of social works, social practice that were not for sale. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's actually that's a really beautiful segue to what I was thinking about in terms of the shift that I'm going through. Sense of Place Lab, the plan was that I live in New York, San Francisco now, but I lived in Rotterdam before this and New York before this. In both of those places, I was doing public art, and both those places, I got grants to do it. But for some reason, in San Francisco, it didn't happen. So it made it very difficult, obviously, to keep going. So the financial aspect of it has really made me I don't know if it's just the financial aspect of it, but what I'm doing now is I just bought LaurieHalseyBrown.art, you know, the new end bit for the website. So right. What I'm thinking now is I've spent all this time on Sense of Place Lab, which has been my work and my heart. But I think this has to do with money, but it also had to do with the fact that I just recently saw I found these slides from like 20 years ago, and I saw this work that I was doing that was more gallery based and felt like this moment of connection because I haven't been making work in that vein in a long time. So my point is that I've decided to keep Sense of Place Lab as a research archive, and then I'm now have a new website that's focused on my own practice that's connected to architecture and this focus that the work that I started in 20 years ago is still, the elements are still through all my work. So it's just kind of reconnecting to that and this idea of being present in place.
More about that work. You're saying that work also, I mean, because this was part of the transition, and I think it's fine to talk about, mm-hmm. you know, finance, you know, Rotterdam, and there's different cities that support the arts in different ways, and social practice, of course, you know, has needs for that. In the new website and your new work, what exactly are you planning on doing or making, and how will that be sold or supported?
The focus of the new work is about art and architecture and dealing with this idea of being present in place. So kind of employing, meditation is a word I'm using kind of as a buzzword because there's a lot to that concept. But Some basic qualities of meditation are reflection, silence, impermanence. So that's been, as a Buddhist, that's been something that's been inherent to me as a person and started to filter into my practice. So what I'm doing now is kind of continuing the big picture of my concept, which is being present in place, inspiring people to be present in place. So that's been done through Sense of Place Lab in a kind of community format. And now what I'm doing is thinking about inspiring people to be present in place through these qualities of meditation, through works that are site-specific, are gallery-based, are objects, which, you know, so it's just shifting kind of the audience a tad.
So let's talk about those objects. So these are objects, just to be clear, or installations that facilitate the process of meditation?
Well, they employ the qualities of meditation. The idea is to inspire a being present in place. So what that means, being present in place or being present is a meditation quality or concept. And like I said, it's a really big field. So I'm simplifying it for, you know, this conversation. But so it's about being present. So meditation is about focusing inward and not thinking of the past and not thinking of the future, but just being in the present, which is, there's all kinds of spiritual, psychological benefits to that. So, which I'm not the best person to be talking about that, but.
No, but that's okay. I understand that general idea. I mean, I meditate too, I'm not a Buddhist,
okay.
but use that process and the idea of being present,
yes.
Being here now, being aware,
yes.
Being conscious, all that.
Yes.
You know, I think rings clear and makes sense. So go on. And so this new website and these new works would encourage or touch on those ideas you're saying.
Exactly. So I'm thinking about them. I mean, the idea of being present in place has been integral to all my practice for 25 years. So it's in different kinds of capacities. I mean, Sense of Place Lab had a different kind of focus in the sense that it was more, like I said, community-based or collective or public. So this is just a shift backwards a little bit to work I did before. So it's like thinking about being present in place and with this emphasis on architectural space. So it would be an object that is integrated or reflects or responds to the architectural space as well.
And so an example, can you give an example of that or what you might be thinking
sure.
about in terms of?
Well, the piece that I did a really long time ago that has like reawakened this reconnection to objects, which I don't know, I think every artist, especially if they have like some sort of social aspect to their work, you know, we're always questioning the money and if it's, you know, like, is it okay to take, you know, to work in gallery space? Does it dilute our the meaning of our work, et cetera, et cetera? And I've been thinking about these things back and forth, but I don't think that, you know, right now I just feel like it's being present in place is where my heart and my work is. So it just has to take the form that it has to take, you know, whatever form that I feel like I'm moving towards, that's the right form. So it's not really about the financial aspect of it, although wouldn't it be great, you know, to sell some artwork. So the piece I did like 20 years ago, it's for a gallery in New York. It was, excuse me. So basically I'm thinking about these ideas of like movement and shadow and light, all of these kind of ephemeral aspects to being present in place. And this piece, I took a piece of wood that was like square and like a sort of just a like an inch wide, And I use that as a platform to lean against the gallery space. So basically, I did this project site specifically. So I went back, I went to the gallery, I figured out where the piece was going to be. I leaned it against the wall, this board against the wall. And what I did was, at that point, I went to the front of the gallery, and I took pictures walking of the space, walking from the door to the artwork. And through, so it was like a series of black and white images so I put together a series of black and white images in this kind of filmic format, and blew it up and put it on the board. So what that looked like was this, I guess it was about 4x4. And so there's a piece of wood that's 4x4. The print was 4x4, black and white. There was just image in a kind of, filmic, you know, like looking like the way that like a piece of film. So there'd be like four sections, and it'd be like from walking from point A to point B. So the idea was to think about this idea of movement, this idea of place, this idea of our you know, like being present in place is being conscious of the tiniest little aspects of our environment. So the piece was really exciting to re-see again, because I was, you know, the fact that it opens up that that relationship to the tiny moments that we spend in a place, and the movement we have, and being conscious of the movement we have within that process, and you know, looking at the space more closely through all the images. So obviously it connects with the architecture, and there's a lot of, I just feel like I was excited to think about, to see the piece, because it's really dealing with a lot of stuff that I've been thinking about all this time that I didn't realize I was thinking about in this context. So yeah, so that's one piece.
And that's the new work. So you're in this transition phase. Sensitive Lab is being archived.
Exactly.
And it sounds like this still taps into ideas from Sense of Lab and your sensibility.
Yes.
There. But you're planning on doing other ideas that are similar to the one you just described?
Yeah, I'm going to be working on, I just put aside a lot of the formal aspects of this thing, you know, within my practice that I loved. I just, you know, just materials and photographs and the quality of light, all of these things are things that I've been you know, really in love with, that I haven't been, that's sort of put aside. So now I'm reconnecting myself to those kinds of imagery and concepts.
Like what? I mean, like the ones you've been talking about, or what is it that you criticized or were criticized?
Well, I guess in general, in terms of this transition, Sense of Place Lab is going to still be a research archive, but archived not in the sense of like archived, like it's still going to be a fluid, contemporous, moving, flowing kind of research process. So it'll just be focus more on the research versus the projects that I did that were feeding into the research. So I'm like thinking about this big picture thing, big picture concept of data collection, about visuals, about communicating place, and I'll just be like honing in on that versus doing experiments on my own in relation to that. So there's that. And then now I'm just going to be taking the concepts of being present in place that were included in my practice, and just think about them in formal qualities, like as like thinking about this idea of objectness and collage like process, or you know, all these kind of art these art processes that I haven't been connected to for a while. So I'm excited about doing that.
So that's what you'll be exploring in your studio next. I mean, you're in an experimental phase, a formative phase. It sounds like an exciting space of, in a way, not knowing, because you're experimenting based on some of your earlier works and ideas, as well as sense of place, right?
Yeah, no, I think that, as artists, I guess my process has always been new, like just keep moving forward, just that your practice expands when you continue to do new things and new kinds of, like, completely new ideas. Those are the things that got me really excited and moved me forward. And now I'm thinking that it's not, I mean, all of the work that we do is a part of our practice. And this idea of going back 20 years and looking at old piece and kind of reconnecting to it and doing work, expanding from that place, it doesn't feel like so much like an experiment as much as it feels like it makes sense. Like, I feel like I'm tapping into a part of myself that I just wasn't utilizing before, or wasn't as connected to as other things. So, it's definitely going to be experiment in the sense of it'll be new for me to be more object-based. it'll just be like a shift for sure.
Right. And in terms of how that will be manifest, that's in the future, whether you'll show that in a gallery or in a public space, that's to be determined. Correct.
Well, I'm thinking about the new work specifically for galleries and museums, and I feel like those things, public space, private space, museum space, gallery space, all those things. There's all these, there's so much dialogue about that, and I feel like I now want to kind of, since my work is so, essentially philosophically place-based, I'm thinking about the places where the work goes. And I think that, I'm seeing the separation now, or feeling, the separation between work for the context of a gallery and work in a public sense, in a public space, for a different audience. So I think that it'll be one or the other, and I'm really focusing now on the gallery-based stuff.
Lori, it's great talking to you about all this. Before we go, I want to ask you the question I ask everybody at the end, which is, what is it that you're reading at the moment? It could be off topic or anything at all.
Yeah, there's this publication that I found in Europe. I think it's based out of Italy. It's called Domus, D-O-M-U-S. It's an architectural publication. You can get it online, you can get it on your iPad, etc. But there's something about the combination of their perspective is so inspiring to me. Like, every week you get like a new, if you just sign up for the newsletter, they get it like a little snapshot of the articles that would be happening, and I get so inspired just by seeing an architect, talking about his practice or thinking about a new product, design product. So that particular publication has been really inspiring and exciting for me. So I recommend anybody that cares about the relation between art and architecture should check it out.
Thanks so much, Lori. It's really been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.